Welcome to the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. This is your source for active real estate information, education, and inspiration. And I've got a little bit of all three this weekend as we bring back Robin Patrick with 406 Home Inspections. We're going to talk about how to prepare your home for winter. Right? Mm-hmm. You know how to prepare your car for winter. You know how to prepare your utility, you know, your accessories, the four-wheelers, the campers, the RVs, all that stuff for winter. And we know how to prepare ourselves for winter. Like, I'm wearing a big winter jacket.
Sure.
We should probably do things for our home too, right?
There are some things that should be done to make sure that it stays the way it should stay throughout the winter. You don't have problems.
Last weekend we had you on the show, Robin, and we were talking about the importance of a home inspection and why somebody would be crazy enough to crawl into a crawl space. And if you're interested in that show, KJJR.com, go to last weekend's show to learn a little bit more about why sellers and why buyers prefer home inspections. And that's with Robin Patrick, of course. However, in the meantime, this weekend, I had to bring him back because I figured who better to discuss how to prepare your home for winter than a home inspector, right? Let me thank my great sponsors, and we're going to jump into some great material here. All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good, and your good friends Justin and Zena Mecha with Keller Williams Ideal. Robin, let's say we'd close on a home, and whether or not I'm a new homeowner, there are some items that are probably worth knowing about this home.
Sure.
For example, the heating source.
You bet.
A lot of them around here, a common heat source would be a furnace.
Sure.
And it's not uncommon, especially if you're inside of the city grid, for it to be powered by natural gas.
Sure.
Now, you can also have heat sources powered by propane if you're out in the woods. Mm-hmm. And of course, you can also have heat sources that are electric.
Yep.
Let's say they're powered by gas, though.
Okay, so you've got a furnace in your house. What a lot of people don't really think of, I mean, it's obvious, but they don't think of it this way, is that exhaust from your furnace has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? And most commonly, it's ejected out the side of the home.
Right.
Right? And it's usually only 2 or 3 feet above the soil, things like that. So when winter comes on, you want to go out there and you want to look at this area. Make sure that you've cleared all the debris away from it.
Right.
Because the snow starts to pile up. You don't want that furnace vent blocked, or you could get some bad consequences inside your house with air quality, things of that nature.
Right, because the exhaust, just like it's important for it to exit your car, right?
Yep.
Through a muffler system, an exhaust system, you don't want that going into the cabin of the car.
Sure. And the furnace also pulls air from the outside, so it has fresh oxygen to burn, and it gets from about the same place generally on a house. So you want to make sure that it can pull clean air in so it burns properly and you don't have problems with your furnace.
You know, it's interesting. I'm going through the home shopping experience, and I don't know if it's because of HGTV and how sensationalized things are. You know, people typically will be excited when I open the door, right? I open up that lockbox. You can see their eyes are getting excited. This is the one they saw online.
The twinkle goes on.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. And that's where the magic happens, right? It's almost like there's this theme song every time I open the door. It's like,
yeah, you need the music behind it.
Exactly. I should. That's the next step, Matt. We're going to do that. Okay. And so anyways, they walk into the living room and they start to picture their life inside of this home. And I got to be honest, it's a really cool moment, right?
You bet.
A cool moment to witness. And I bet you most individuals, when we walk away from that home and maybe we see three or four more other homes, when we're talking about them that night over the phone or at the coffee shop or whatever it may be, I doubt they remember the heat source.
They're probably not.
Yeah, no. They're probably not thinking, oh, yeah, that had a nice gas furnace, right?
Sure.
They're
what kind of water heater,
Maybe they remember. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Maybe they remember there was a fireplace, except for they probably don't remember if that was gas or if it's a wood-burning fireplace or what the gas source is. They're not thinking about the intricate mechanics of the home.
Yeah, they're just in awe.
They're in awe, as they should be.
Of course.
Right? Then when they get your home inspection and you make comments like, this is a natural gas furnace, that at that point, they can start connecting the dots.
Sure.
And there's at that point, there's going to be maintenance items or at least protocol as far as staying on top of the safety of your home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So outside of an inspection report to help you make decisions with your agent about purchasing a home, a lot of people use our inspection report as a reference.
There you go.
Later. Because once you get an inspection report, you know, at least from us, you can always get to it online. You can go, so what kind of furnace do I have? What was the brand of my water heater?
What's
the size of my air filter on my furnace? I can look it up in the report.
Yeah.
And I know what to buy when I go to Home Depot or wherever I'm buying these things from.
I do like that about yours. In fact, because here's a little spoiler alert. One of the things that my wife and I like to gift our new homeowners is, believe it or not, an air filter.
Oh, there you go.
I'm not kidding. It's like, I'm not kidding. It'll show up about 90 days later in the mail as a gift from us to you to keep your house healthy and keep your air quality safe. And every time we get a phone call, I know when the air filter hit the door because my phone will ring. I'm like, oh, there's Robin. And he's like, hey, that was a really thoughtful gift. Thank you.
It's like, yeah, I was just thinking I needed one of those.
Exactly. So I like that you call that out. Not all the inspections do that.
Sure.
And it's a simple thing to inspect. And of course, it's obviously important. You know,
oh, it's very important.
It's shocking to me how many times I'll read the report and it's like, well, this is really dirty. And there's a picture of it. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't know you could collect that much dust on top of those things.
So. Yeah, much more than they collapse. But yeah absolutely.
Yeah, so we've got to take a break here in a second, Robin, though. Let's get outside the home, if you will. Like, what are some of the things that we need to be prepared for winter on the outside of our home to keep it safe and healthy?
Probably the number one thing on the exterior of the home, and this is a general category, is water.
Yeah.
Because water is going to turn into ice,
yep.
You know, ice dams, whatever the case may be. And so you need to get a handle on your water coming off your home and get it away from your foundation, because freeze-thaw cycles can break concrete. We see that in the roadways, things of that nature.
Sure.
Treat your home the same way.
Yeah.
So on the outside, you've just got to get a handle on the water. And there's a number of things, gutters, get them clean. Make sure your downspouts are clean. Make sure it's getting it away from the home. And these are all small items that probably don't make any difference.
Right.
For a one-year cycle. But if you do this for 3, 4, 5, 10 years, eventually you're going to have problems.
That's right.
And homes are expensive. We know that.
Yeah. Right?
It's probably the biggest purchase, so it needs to be treated correctly.
There you go. Well said. Hey, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we got more tips on how to prepare your home for winter. In fact, I'll even say this winter, with Robin Patrick, 406 Home Inspections. My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. My name is Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, Robin Patrick, 406 Home Inspection Pros, right? 406hip.com. Should you want to follow along. KJJR.com if you want to reference this very important show in the future. Share this with your friends. This actually is good all across the Northwest, because we got cold weather all across the Northwest. In fact, you could probably take some of this to the Southeast if you'd like to as well.
Sure.
However, we were talking about water before we took the break. We were talking about water. And the importance of you being aware of its place in your home.
And controlling it, yes.
And controlling it.
Absolutely.
So one of the things that I was very excited about when we purchased our home most recently was I have two exterior faucets on my home, and they both have shutoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting because, you know, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, why would you want to shut off your water? Well, actually, come wintertime, I just turn that lever, and now I know I don't have any more water going to the exterior perimeter of my house.
Sure.
Because let's say there's a really deep cold.
Sure.
That pipe is going to freeze. Mm-hmm. Water does what when it freezes?
Expands.
Yeah. And then what happens when pipes don't like to expand?
They break.
There you go. And then what happens when that water thaws?
You get a phone call.
That's right. And a really big bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually some of the most catastrophic damage I've seen in real estate, especially here in Montana, is from water.
Yep, absolutely.
And not controlling it properly.
Yep.
You talked about gutters and downspouts. You know, a really simple thing to take a look at right before, you know, well, we had like a long fall this year. It was like 3 whole days.
Yeah,
you know?
It was.
It gave me plenty of time to get up on the roof and take a look at my gutters, you know. Mm-hmm. Instead of enjoying the changing of the leaves, I got to do that for fall.
I understand.
Yeah. Not bitter at all. However, the point there is that I wanted to make sure my gutter system was clear.
Mm-hmm.
So that when the snow lands on my roof, as it is right now, and when it decides to melt, it has someplace to go.
Exactly.
And not get stuck, creating blockage, creating... And I like how you said before we took a break, this may not be something that surfaces in year one. However, it can definitely begin to create damage by year 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it may be.
Eventually it will.
Yeah, yeah. Eventually it will, and it'll be catastrophic. In fact, it could even be mold, because we're talking about water moving.
It could be expensive.
Yeah. One of the things, not everybody has this, however, should you be bougie enough for this, in fact, I think it's probably required in Whitefish, that's a bad joke, is underground sprinkler systems.
Right.
We can say that because we're here in Evergreen, right? This is where the real people live.
That's right.
I'm kidding. I love you, Whitefish. Call me. Listen, is one of the important things to do, and I think probably oftentimes overlooked, because we all love the convenience of an underground sprinkler system, is blow out the water.
Yep, you have to.
Yeah.
Because water expands, usually, depending on what kind of underground system they're using.
Yeah.
They're supposed to drain if they're put in properly. But hey, we love Montana because we're not regulated. It means that we're not regulated. So there's a lot of things that aren't done the way maybe it would be where it's regulated. But
sure,
I'll take
sure.
it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. So you got to get the water out of all of your exterior faucets, hoses, sprinkler systems, because the expansion is going to happen whether you like it or not. Like these frost-free hose bibs that people have.
Yep.
If you don't unhook your hose from that, it's going to hold water. And the whole purpose of the frost-free may be negated because you're holding water up in there with your hose and it'll expand and you're going to have problems. So just super simple stuff.
Yeah.
I send this type of a list out to all of my customers every spring and every fall.
Oh, that's nice.
My past customers, and it's also on my website. I'm on one of my blogs if you want to look at the list of all the things you should be doing. So that's another resource you can use as well.
Give us that website one more time. That's good. Yep,
it's 406-HIP for Home Inspection Pros.
.com. Yeah, it's also, I noticed your website's on the side of your truck. It's pretty easy for...
Yeah,
it's pretty well branded.
Yeah, if you see me, you'll have my number.
There you go. You know, I like this though, Robin. Thank you for being a valuable resource. This preserves homeownership. This makes it it actually makes it more affordable because we're preventing damage and we're preventing significant damage should you not follow this protocol. You're also saving lives. You know, on your list here, you have the dryer exhaust. You know, and that's, if I'm not mistaken, one of the most popular causes of home fires.
Of fires, absolutely it is, and not just cleaning it out, but also how it's run through the house.
Yeah.
But I do recommend that everybody look at their dryer vent from the outside and the inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pull the hose completely off the dryer and see if you can see down in through there and get that thing cleaned out, because you're pumping heat on top of dust.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Bad combination.
Very risky combination.
It is.
To say the least. Actually, probably it's one of the things that I like to point out. Should we be previewing a home with a buyer and there not be a washer and dryer in the home at the time, which at this point, it seems to be about 50-50. Like more people are leaving their appliances than I've ever seen before.
Which, no, they're heavy. People don't want to pick
exactly.
that up.
Exactly. It's like, and it's kind of a cool gift. I'm like, of course, washer and dryer.
Here you go, free.
However, if they happen to have pulled the appliances, it's one of the things that I point out right away. Is like, hey, let's grab a flashlight. Let's at least take a look.
Right?
Give us, and we know the inspector is going to do the same thing. However, it's just something that I like to point out to the soon-to-be homeowner, so that they have in their mind, oh yeah, we should probably check that every once in a while.
Right,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Robin, you've been great, man. Thanks for hanging out with us for a couple weekends here, especially this one, talking about the health and safety of your home and keeping up with it and preparing it for winter. Should anybody have any questions, look for a home inspector. Give us a good phone number.
406-201-1573.
You heard it, friends. This is the Flathead Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Mecha. Be safe, be well, have fun, and of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.